All right, listen, but is your wake up call. You've been playing small for far long, and it's time to step into the full power and potential that's been in you all along. I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian Mindset Coach, bestselling author, and your new personal cheerleader. And this is the Listen Bitch Podcast. Season 7 is all about unapologetically your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for you in your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second guessing your dreams and seeing the life you were born to live, then you're in the right place. Every week we're diving deep into faith, mindset, and the truths that'll help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, no bullshit, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It's time to stop, baby. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. Again, I know we're running late. It's okay. Maybe that's just the theme for my week, and I'm okay with it because late than never. I want to apologize about the sound in yesterday's episode. I had no idea. I don't re-listen to the episode before I post it. I jumped there, and I think I have it fixed. I've been working on it here and there in between school with the kids and making food and things. So, I think we're good to go, but I know you guys will let me know if it is jacked up. So I apologize for that. I know it was a great episode and it's not fun into the echo, but I think we're on track. And today's episode, I'm going to try to not, I don't know. I feel like put a disclaimer about, like, I'm not intentionally trying to make this a political episode, but it's kind of not political. Okay. I have a post up, and it is political. I'm political on my Facebook page. I haven't been crazy here. I rein it in because I want this podcast to be empowerment and stepping into your purpose. And that day, who the president is doesn't matter in your personal life. Okay. There's an order to things. You to yourself, and you get yourself right, and get yourself, you know, in alignment with God and your potential and your power. And then you take care of your family and you help support their rise up to their potential. Right. And then once you're doing that, then you step out to other people and you help other people. There's an order. And so I'm able to focus on themselves in this podcast and not think that there's so much weight on who the president is, because it doesn't matter in your family life right now. Okay. If you are someone who follows the law and obeys the rules and take care of your family, like all of these things, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. Okay. And here's the thing. There are a lot of people lashing out in a negative way. Okay. There's a little bit, someone has weaponized the Bible against me. And I love the conversation. I love to be pushed into, you know, a place where I can search for the truth and, you know, allow people to whatever they're going to do, because sometimes they're ugly shows. Okay. Sometimes they're ugly shows. And there's a lot of people out here wishing for bad things to happen to other people. Okay. Nobody's wishing. And I think if you look at the majority of people, who voted and flipped majority of the United States red. Okay. Most of the people that did this, we're not on some Trump train cult. Okay. That's not it at all. And my vote definitely wasn't just for Trump. It's the team of people that he was willing to bring in. Okay. I'm obsessed with his policies. I love that he's taking on big pharma. I love that he's holding people accountable. I love that he's calling out all these conspiracy theories that we've been living, that people were, you know, hanging up to dry over, have been proven, like, we were right. Okay. We were right. And there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of backlash. There's a lot of, like, I was a racist. And then there's even a comment, on a public post right now, not in my messenger, of someone saying that things get really bad for all of us. And I didn't respond. I thought about this, cause there's so many people lashing out. Okay? Like, part of the Bible conversation that I had with someone is that they're talking about how we're supposed to love our neighbor, and the fact that we have borders and boundaries. You guys not understand that there were borders and boundaries in the Bible. Like, there are, It's like your house is leave your house unlocked and you let strangers come in because they're your neighbor and you're going to help them out. Like, is that safe for your family? That's the same thing of our border. There's no part in here. We want common sense back. We want to be protected. We want to be safe. We want to be logical. Okay. In two genders. There was a lot of shit going on. It got willy-nilly. Nobody cares. Nobody cares who you're having sex with. Nobody cares how you dress, what clothes you wear. But at the end of the day, if you have a dick, not a chick, and you belong in your own bathroom, okay? Like, we were getting pulled into the land of delusion, and everybody that put up this vote, it wasn't about race. It is about coming back to a life of common sense. A life of common sense. And a lot of people are getting a lot of hate for that. Okay. We don't want to live in the land of delusion. And that doesn't make us hateful. Like, I have never, respectfully, I don't care. I follow a guy that wears makeup. I'm obsessed with his techniques. I'm obsessed with his products, with his attitude, all of it. And he doesn't live in illusion. I will never judge him for how he dresses or how he acts or his sexual orientation. I don't care. He's not trying to pull me into a delusion. He's not trying to say, hey, look at me. I'm a girl. He is who he is. He knows he's a guy, but he's great at makeup. And he knows a lot about, like, the things I'm obsessed with, okay? With makeup and beauty and just all of that, okay? But, like, we're not living in delusion. I never cares what you do behind closed doors, okay? Unless you're messing with kids. And there's a lot of times, like, I feel like intentionally pray for people that I otherwise would want to curse. Intentionally, because I don't want that shit in my heart. I don't want that heavy weight of hating someone or wishing something bad on them. And I've had, you know, people really do me wrong, and I still pray for them. I'm not even exaggerating or being sarcastic about that. It's a fact. The only people that I would ever wish for swift vengeance and capital punishment are going to be people that are messing with kids. Those are the people. Okay. I do not wish anything great upon them. Like, they should not be walking on this earth. And like my husband says, feet first in a wood chipper may not even be enough punishment in this lifetime. So are people, yes, there are people that are out there doing insane things to kids, and they deserve a lot of shit. I won't have room in my heart for peace and forgiveness for people that are, you know, out here committing these heinous acts. But in reality, all these Americans want peace on the home front. And when we are good, when we're good and our money is going to where we want our money to go, when the government is working and we start having common sense and we're creating peace and business, a very smart business plan with other countries, we're doing things to give us a great foundation. Like, this is going to be an America that I'm proud to leave my kids in. When we take care of ourselves, then we can take care of other people. And doing the real research of where our money's gone for the past, you know, years, especially the past 4 years. And if you start going down the rabbit hole of where this money has gone and the people that are really pissed off and angry, who's paying people, their world is crumbling. And it's a shady ass, cutthroat, nasty money trail of just an evil. Okay. But there's, like, regular American people who just want to wake up. Okay. Okay. And be able to live in peace and not be afraid of, you know, someone coming to our house because our door's locked, right? Do you lock your door at night? You lock your door. If someone just got into your car, opened the door, sat in your car, are you just going to do whatever? Because that's what we do for our neighbor. I think that being thrown in my face, you know, the Bible talks about love thy neighbor. There are boundaries. Okay. And I want to talk about these people that are loud, these people that are saying hateful things, because I know a lot of you, and I've seen it in different threads. I've seen people reacting. Number one, you don't have to defend yours. I genuinely don't have to defend my beliefs. I Do not for a second think that anyone can call themselves a Christian and agree with abortion. Okay. And that's because of the Bible, and it's not judgment. That's just is a fact. You don't kill. Okay. That's a fact. So it's not me making a judgment. It's literally God wrote the rules. I did not. There's a lot of things that I think, you know, people are not understanding. You know, I get that I was in a place where I used to call myself a Christian. And I never studied the Bible ever. I prayed, thought that was enough. I knew he was there. I thought that was enough, but it's not. It's not. And I've learned that. And I'm growing through that. And I'm kind of bringing you guys with me. But these people that are out here wishing ill on other people, can we just talk about them for a second? Because I want you to understand from. And I know you're like, bitch, you're really going to defend these psychos? Some of them do need mental help. I agree with that. They do need mental help. There's a lot of just crazy people around with their shit not checked, okay? But like someone who is wishing ill or praying for doom on other people, they are from a deep place of hurt and anger and frustration. And like, I get it. They feel like they're being wronged because not informed. They're not informed. They've run with their favorite influencer or news media. They've run with whatever story that they've created to keep the ugliness alive is exactly what they've done. That's what happens. And so they're ruminating on stuff that reads the truth. And you don't have to defend yourself. I have a great friend that, you know, we talk all the time and we've had great, great debates. She's not a Christian. She believes in abortion. She's very upset that Trump is the president. And we're still okay. We're okay with the conversations because I can understand how she feels, but she's not taking it personal. She knows at the end of the day that what's important is her family. What's important is her relationship. What's important is who she parent. We are never going to have a president that everybody agrees on their policies. I know that the president right now is going to do things that I am not a fan of. Nobody's ever going to get it right 100% of the time, but we go with our core ethics and our views, core ethics and core values. Do I think murder is wrong? Yes. Am I going to vote against abortion every single time? Do I think that we have them with sex trafficking and drugs in this country? Yes. It might be that we have a president who gives a fuck and he's got other countries lining up security at the borders to protect your babies. Not just your babies from predators and trafficking, but like from drugs too. That's a beautiful thing. I like that security. If I could, I wish my kids could walk around with that level of security all the time. But can we start and protect kids in our country right now? People that have not broken the law have nothing to worry about. Nothing. If you have done something illegal and you have kids, you need to take massive responsibility for them. I would not, although you guys, I do have that misdemeanor. Remember, I guess I kind of am criminal and I have kids and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. God got away from me. But you know what I mean? If you commit a crime and your kids are involved, that's on you as a parent. Make decisions for you that are good for you, that are powerful for you. Don't take shit personal. And these people that are lashing out, they're just overwhelmed by the negative emotions, right? And then there's this lack of empathy or understanding of what other people are going through. How can you hope and wish that things in our country are worse? Like, it does not make sense. But I see you're ugly. I see you're ugly. And I don't have to be a part of it. You're harboring feelings that are going to lead to a sadness. That's it. And you're not going to find peace and you're not going to find healing. As long as you're wishing ill on other people, you don't get peace. You don't get peace. And dealing with people who lash out with hate or wish for the worst for others, it is challenging, especially when, you know, words or actions absolutely feel hurtful. But This is what I'm going to say to you guys. This is what I'm going to say to you guys if you are dealing with hate. Okay. Is honestly, stay calm. Don't react impulsively. It's easy to match anger. And that's going to escalate the situation. Nobody wins. Everybody looks stupid. Stay grounded. You know, take that deep breath and take some time. Like, I felt my heart rate elevate a little bit with, you know, the conversation. And genuinely at first with the Bible conversation, that it was really going to be something where we educate and help each other grow. I'm like, oh, this person definitely maybe sees something in the Bible that I didn't see. And I'm open to any conversation. Okay. I'm open to anything that's going to push me out of my comfort zone. But then it got ugly. And I realized, like, this isn't a Christian talking to me. This isn't someone trying to speak to me from a place of love and understanding. This is someone really trying to weaponize this and to call me out on everything they think I believe is wrong. You know, my beliefs are wrong, my ethics, my values are wrong. I felt that. And you know what I did? It's super simple. I put my phone down and I walked away for a long while, till I wasn't going to feel emotionally reactive. And then I blessed and released the conversation. I can't change how people, their perspective of me. I can't change an opinion. I've pissed a lot of people off in the past few weeks. A lot. And that's okay. The only real way this shit would hurt is if I had guilt in my heart. If I had guilt of, I am a terrible person for not allowing people to kill their babies. I'm a terrible person for wanting to have protection in our borders. I'm a terrible person because I want it to be held accountable. I'm a terrible person because I want our food to be just completely transformed. It was. To real food, not shit that's trying to kill us. The cycle of big pharma and the food companies is sickening. I want all that truth to come out. We should have an open, transparent government because they work for us. Absolutely. I don't get hurt when people are lashing out at me because I really believe in my core ethics and values. And what I believe and what most of America believes is that we're not voting things to hurt people. Nothing was meant to hurt. We're not wishing ill on anyone. We just want to live in reality. The land of delusion, you could do whatever you want behind your own closed doors. You know? Nobody cares about that. But when you try to bring these things and make this like a whole thing where you are acting children, okay? Like, that's fucked. Do I think that anyone who wants to mutilate their body is okay? No. There isn't one place in the Bible where it says, you know, God makes mistakes. And sometimes girls that are born with a really should have had a penis. So go ahead and fix that yourself. No, God is a perfect God. He didn't make a mistake. There are self-acceptance issues that on. Everybody struggles to be who they are sometimes. Everybody gets uncomfortable in their own skin sometimes. We don't run into the land of delusion for that. We just don't. If you believe in your values enough, you don't have to defend your choices or your beliefs or the majority, you guys, okay? Majority of the United States of America all voted for the same thing. And it wasn't about a Trump cult. It is about a change, bringing peace back, bringing God back, bringing a sense of normal back. That's it. No one is storming into your house and telling you can't dress like a girl anymore. No one is saying that. And if you're an adult, you want to mutilate your body, cool. But adults doing it to kids, that should be a prison sentence. That's abuse. Kids don't know. They don't know. Oh. And if you do the research, you find out a lot of these kids have a lot of regrets. A lot. I mean, I've even seen situations where kids are trying to back out at the last minute and the parent pushes them to do it anyway. That's a prison sentence. Don't mess with babies. That's all we want. Just leave the kids alone. Keep all the bullshit out of schools. right? This is why I homeschool, because I can't control what they're doing in the school. I can't do that. I can't control it. I can't control what they're teaching my kids. I can't control, you know, what my kids have to deal with. I can't control that, you know, there's kids in schools want to dress up like animals and be acknowledged as an animal. Like, that's insane to me. That is not reality. It doesn't align with my core ethics and values. And I'm not hurtful. I don't wish ill on the kid. I want the kid to get help. Like, process through, and life is out there kicking all of our asses. And I get it. Sometimes I want to crawl into a onesie and crawl around on the floor and not have to have any reason. Imagine if we were a cat, right? My cat have it made. Like, that's the dream life, but that's not reality. I'm here for the human experience. I couldn't control that, so I homeschool my kids. You have to make decisions. If you don't like things that are being done, if you don't like the fact that they will take public school, they're taking out the bullshit. If you don't like that, homeschool your kid, and then they can be a furry or whatever they want in your own space, and you can indoctrinate them however the fuck you want, however that aligns to your ethics and values. Is wishing bad things on other people in this situation. Feel like there is a side to this where that's all that's happening. That's all that's happening. You got to set boundaries. It's important to protect your own well-being. That's it. If you are dealing with people that are behavior and toxic and abusive, distance yourself. That's it. Clear that behavior you're not going to tolerate. Some shit is not even worth a response from me. The racism comment definitely wasn't worth a response from me. Don't take it personal. Hurt is what drives hate. These are very hurt people who feel like they have lost control when ideally they've never had control, and that is why things have gotten so crazy. People lash out are dealing with their own unresolved pain. And that doesn't excuse their behavior. That's not what I'm saying. But I think understanding where they're coming from helps you avoid taking it personally. Approach them with the empathy. Offer space for them to talk about what's really bothering them. And it's not always well received. It's not. That's why I think sometimes just response is the best response. Like, why would we engage? Why does there need to be an argument? If they really wanted to know the truth, they would do the research I do, because I wanted to know the truth about a lot of things. And I promised I wasn't going to find it by scrolling through social media or turning on, you know, CNN, right? I'm not going to find what I'm looking for there. And you got to lead with kindness. Protect yourself. Respond with kindness. Sometimes that diffuses tension, but need to work. I am telling you, the key is to stay authentic to your values. Don't mirror the negativity. And at the same time, don't feel like you need to offer kindness at the expense of your own mental health. That's it. If being kind is going to put you at risk of being, you keep your distance. Keep your distance. You've got to find a balance between not allowing negativity to affect you while maintaining your people like this are feeding off of drama. That's it. They feed off of drama. Your calm response disarms them more than you might realize. They want you. They want you pissed off. They want you just angry as they are. It's bringing you down to their level. And there are a lot of things. Like, I mean, the Bible talks a lot about how to deal with hostility, how to deal with hatred, how to deal with that desire for vengeance. And there are times of conflict, judgment. But we are really truly called to respond with love and forgiveness and humility, especially wronged. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. We are being challenged to respond to hate with love, even when other people are wishing the worst for us. And he doesn't just call us to avoid revenge. Revenge actively is encouraging us to pray for the people that harm us. And that's a radical approach that goes against the natural human for retribution, okay? And like I said, there is a time and a place. There is a time and a place. I know you guys know about, I don't know when it happened. A coach got caught molesting this man's son. And when he was leaving the courthouse, the father of the son shot the guy. And here's the thing. Like, I feel like that was absolutely okay. I do think it was okay. Could I have ever been a person to do that? I've never had anybody violate my kids, and I wouldn't want to sense if they did, because I don't know who I would be. But we're not in that extreme with these conversations that I'm having. We're not at that extreme. Don't repay any evil for evil. And if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, try to be at peace with everybody. Revenge is not our job, it's God's. And while there may be some justice, it is not take vengeance into our own hands. Instead, we are to act with kindness towards anybody who's hurt us, and we trust that God is going to handle ultimate judgment. I want you guys to understand, people that are lashing out, these people that are pissed off, that are screaming in everyone's faces, that are protesting, that are, you know, in our inboxes, that are making comments on our posts, these people don't have peace. And I can't imagine a worse hell than living through this human experience and not have, they're already living in hell. Do you understand? Does that make sense to you? I want you to understand that people that lash out and wish for other people to be hurt just for their core ethics and beliefs, just for their values, for that, to wish harm on people, because I want to live at home with my family, and I want, you know, to acknowledge that there's two genders, and I want peace, all of the things I believe in. People are going to lash out at me for that. The things that give me peace, they're literally in constant turmoil. It is so important to love and bless people that are hostile towards us. Love and bless them. Break the cycle of hate and revenge, because it stops with you. Instead of, you know, people getting riled up and then calling their best friend and riled up, and all of a sudden, you know, there's like six in the comments and everybody's riled up. We've like spread the toxic conversation and nobody's listening at that point. Like, I can't convince, you know, the people that are messaging me, I'm never going to convince them to believe something different. If they've already in their belief, then I bless and release them. I'm used to being the monster in someone's story. Okay. I'm used to being the villain. I've done it. And if I'm a villain for my core ethics and my values and my beliefs, then that's okay. I'm at peace with that. Respond with love. And there are definitely parts where, you know, God commands judgment and even acts of violence. It has happened. But I don't think this situation calls for the extreme measures. You know, not someone that wishes hate on me. There isn't anything I would wish for them except for them to find peace. Because if they can find peace, then they're not gonna be wishing hate and evil things to happen to me, right? We're about part of the law, love, mercy, grace. We've seen the perfect model of how to live in the face of hate and violence. I mean, if you think went through, I can handle some Facebook messages. Okay. I can handle some Facebook messages. No matter what was wronged, he responded with love, forgiveness, self-sacrifice. He reframed the entire use of violence when he says, turn the other cheek. Personal vengeance isn't the way of his kingdom. We cannot be reactive. We cannot go down to the level that is going to disrupt our peace. You have to trust in God's judgment. And that's it. We have to trust in his judgment. We aren't to take matters into our own hands. We're not out here spreading hate. We just wanted some peace And if people are going to be pissed off about that, that's okay. We're called to a higher standard of peace. And that doesn't mean ignoring wrongs or pretending everything is fine. Maybe we just need to step up to approach conflict with that desire for restoration, not retribution. Hold people accountable. That's important. Hold people accountable, especially for harmful actions. The Bible doesn't ignore justice. Governing authorities were biblically called to be instruments. But it also, at the same time, is to approach justice with that humility, with that mercy. And just to recognize that vengeance belongs to God, not us. My inner voice is like, yeah, B, but you just said that if someone hurt a kid, you'd put them in a wood chipper. So my husband would, but I wouldn't be, you know. I guess I have some work to do in my heart, because I definitely, there's a time that I think absolutely capital punishment should be brought back. Absolutely. Just, it's crazy. The Bible doesn't condone unchecked violence or hatred. It acknowledges the reality of evil. It acknowledges the need for justice, but it consistently points to that transformative path of love and forgiveness. And prayer is really the proper response to hostility. We have to rise up the personal vengeance and trust that God will make things right. And now I just want people to see the peace of, like, they need to get their home in order, like, find peace in your home and peace in your life. And when that's good, you branch out to your friends and family. Are they good? Then you branch out to your neighbors. Are they good? Then maybe you start becoming an active, you know, participant in your community. If all of this stuff means so much to you, then be a voice that's going to take action. Screaming at people on the internet changes nothing. If you are that passionate about what is happening and you're against this, that's okay. Lashing out at other people, that gets us nowhere. I do pray that these people that are going crazy with hate, just like, how many videos are out there talking about people just killing anybody who voted for Trump, killing anybody who, you know, all of these things. It just, do we not understand murder can't be taken back because of core values and beliefs? Like, we just want people to die all of a sudden. I'm not wishing that on these people that are hateful and pissed off. I'm not wishing that on. I don't want you to die. I want you to live. Like, you're killing yourself slowly with all of this anger. We are called against wishing harm on others. It is not okay to hope for someone's goal. These are bitter, angry, envious people who lack love. And yes, these attitudes, because they not only damage the person that they're after, but also the person who is holding these feelings who are just asking for death, spiritual death. And I get that these people are walking around with some unresolved hurt. They've got some insecurities. All of these things are distancing you from God's will, from that potential. Wishing harm on other people, this is a lack of love. At the end of the day, it is a lack of love, humans. And everybody has a story. And if we started to treat each other like that story mattered, this world would be so different. Because we are all the same. Babe, we're all the same. We are, our bodies are built to work the same. Our heart functions the same. Our lungs function the same. We are the same. Our structure is the same. Our blood is the same. Never I, you know, set myself up for, you know, to, well, I've never donated blood except for my own C-sections, but I'm just going to say that there's no, like, white people blood. There's no black people blood. When you need blood, it's blood. Do you understand? Stand the same. And if we started really listening to each other's stories and like getting to know people in a human way, and that's why I say like get on your local level here. Be here. Let's support each other. Find out the story. Then you start seeing people as human, and there is no lack of love. This command of the Christian life, if you're going to use the Bible against me, if you're going to use that as a weapon, it's got to come from a place, or it's not really God speaking. And instead of seeking for that revenge or hoping for the downfall, like, we're called to forgive and pray for enemies. We do need to pray for the people that are angry and pissed off right now. Social media is fueling this frenzy of panic and bitterness and anger and vengeance and hurt. Their character sucks. If you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast about it or deny the truth. That's it. That's the devil's actions. And it says that. It says that in the Bible. If you harbor bitter envy, selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For where you have envy and selfish and find disorder and every evil practice. We don't have to engage with the, I'll make that very clear. We don't have to engage with the devil. If someone is coming at you and it's not from a place of love, you don't have to engage because that is not of God. Anyone who hates anyone, if someone is wishing ill on other people, that's just the lack of love that we've been called. It's spiritual death. Constant negativity and a desire for other people to fall is indicative of spiritual immaturity, really. And that's okay. We get to choose. God doesn't force himself on us. And any more than Jesus does. Like, we're not forced. It is a choice. And some people aren't going to choose what we choose. And that's okay. It's about bless and release. Bless and release. We don't have to respond. Instead of wishing for others to fall, respond with that grace, love, and mercy. Pray for the people that are lashing out. I want you to pray for the people who don't agree with your core ethics and values. It's okay. Because absolutely, if you know in your heart that your beliefs are right for you, again, you don't have to defend yourself. So, did I waste a whole podcast episode on that? Yes. But is there a lot of hate going on the internet right now? Also, yes. So that's a wrap episode. If you're feeling fired up and ready to take your life to the next level, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the episode with someone who needs to hear it. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Take a quick to leave a review and let me know how this episode hit you. Your feedback helps me reach more badass humans like you. So let's keep the movement growing. Remember, you were created for greatness. Keep stepping into your power and I'll catch you on the next one. Until then, go be a badass. The world needs the full version of you.